Great to see Vidora back at the track in the Group 1 Oakley Plate. Time to have a chat to Lloyd Kennywell. How are you, Lloyd?
I'm good, Michael.
That's good. I know you've been waiting for this moment for a long time. How is she?
Yeah, she's really good. She's obviously been moving along nicely at the Caulfield base, and she's obviously had a couple of jump outs in recent weeks and gone well. I'm very happy with where she's at, and game day on Saturday, so really looking forward to the challenge, and it looks a great race.
She's got a great record first up, a great record over the 1,100, and if you have a look at the race, now that Scholes is out, Nature Strip's obviously got the boom, but you're the only bona fide Group 1 performed horse in the race.
Yeah, I actually noticed that this morning. She's the only one, and she's obviously won a couple of them, and she's also beaten Nature Strip at that level, so it's a good challenge for her, and just hoping there's good genuine speed. I think she's drawn beautifully. We've just got to hope she can get a nice little run into the race, and hopefully she can sprint home over the top of it. It would be lovely to see.
She's 2-0 at Caulfield. Is there any concerns about the Caulfield deck? Do you think she gets around there as well as she does some other tracks?
Yeah, not too worried. First run there, she missed the kick by about 5 lengths, actually, as a 3-year-old. So you can put a line through that one. And the second one, she probably should have nearly won at Group 2 level. So I wouldn't be too concerned. And she's jumped out like a rocket around here. It's her home track. And I think she's fine. There's no issues at all.
Do you think she's going as well as she was before she won the Moya first up last time?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. Obviously, these horses at this level, they seem to work very well all the time. So unless you see a big drop-off, you haven't seen that with her at all. So I'd expect a very good run. And we were going into the Moya in the same situation with Nature Strip, a very short price favourite. And we were sort of just in the market behind him, and the same thing's happening again. It's a bit like deja vu again for Saturday. So hoping we can run over the top of him again. It'd be nice.
You were pretty confident, though, heading into the Moya.
I was. I was very confident that night. And obviously it was a great night to watch it all unfold. And I'm quietly confident Saturday that we'll be very hard to beat again.
So $12, $3.50 the place. What are you telling punters? Because this is a handicap, 57 kilos.
It is. That's probably the only difference. She's obviously got to give a little bit of weight this time to Nature Strip. But at the same time, she's earned it. She's a multiple Group 1 winner, and he has not won a Group 1. So some people are saying that colts and geldings and mares and fillies and she'll be all carrying the same weight these days. So if that's the case, she'll carry it no problems. But look, she doesn't know what weight she's carrying. I think she's definitely worth a solid each way bet at those odds. I think she's great value.
And have you made any decision on what her future holds, where she may go, or are you going to wait and see how she goes on Saturday?
Saturday will tell you the whole story, I would think. So if she runs extremely well, she's booked on the plane to go to Dubai. So she will be going to Dubai if she runs well. And if she fails and runs ordinary, and I'm not happy with the way she runs, she won't be leaving the country, that's for sure. So then we'll go down another path. But hopefully we're on the path of a great run Saturday, and then off to Dubai.
Yeah, fingers crossed. It would be a great story. Good luck, Lloyd.
Thanks, Michael.